This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Pentagon has confirmed that an unmanned U.S. surveillance plane was lost over Iraq today and may have been shot down. Iraqi television is showing video of a small wrecked plane it claims was brought down by Iraqi anti-aircraft fire in southern Iraq. The small aircraft, it's called a Predator, is operated by remote control from a ground station. It is the first U.S. plane lost over Iraq since the end of the Gulf War 10 years ago. NPR's Tom Gelton reports now on the incident and on the U.S. military's growing use of unmanned aircraft.
In the 9 years they've been enforcing a no-fly zone over Iraq, the United States and Britain have flown about 250,000 missions there without losing a single aircraft. But that remarkable streak ended today. Army Colonel Rick Thomas is a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida.
An unmanned U.S. Air Force Predator, unmanned aerial vehicle, was reported missing about 2 a.m. this morning in southern Iraq as it was flying in support of Operation Southern Watch. The aircraft may have crashed or it could have been shot down.
All U.S. officials will say is that they lost contact with the aircraft and that it then disappeared from the radar screen. Iraqi television later showed pictures of a wrecked plane bearing U.S. Air Force and Navy markings, and Iraqi authorities claimed their forces had shot the plane down. Pentagon officials say Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein has been pushing hard in recent months to bring down a U.S. or British plane, though an unmanned aircraft may not be quite the prize he had in mind. Glenn Buchan of the RAND Corporation is an expert on unmanned aircraft.
Predators are potentially quite vulnerable to almost any kind of air defenses, so it's certainly not unexpected, and we've lost Predators in Bosnia and Kosovo, so in a sense it's no big deal.
Pentagon officials say there was no reason to worry about the Predator wreckage falling into Iraqi hands. In production since 1994, the Predator does not use secret technology. By now, in fact, the aircraft is commercially available. Buchan describes the Predator as about the size of a single-engine passenger plane, though without windows or a cockpit.
I hate to sound pejorative and say it's like a model airplane, but it's a small aircraft-like thing that's flown by a man on the ground behind a console that looks very much like the sort of thing a pilot would do. So he essentially flies the thing from the ground. And it doesn't fly very high, and it's very slow, but it can carry sensors that allow it to do interesting things as long as it doesn't encounter air defenses.
Pentagon officials say the Predator is used over Iraq and over Kosovo during the war there, carry television cameras. They transmit video back to their ground stations showing whatever they see on the ground below. At a time when the U.S. military is trying hard to avoid casualties, unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, offer an attractive alternative to piloted fighter jets. They're also much cheaper. But UAVs, like the Predator, also have problems. It can be harder to control a plane from the ground. More than a dozen Predators in use over Bosnia and Kosovo have crashed. Glenn Buchan says the use of unmanned planes will be limited for a while, no matter their obvious advantages.
The real problem is that we really don't have a whole lot of experience, in spite of the fact that we've flown UAVs of one sort or another for a long time. We don't have really much experience operating these things as mainstream vehicles. I think it's going to be a few years just to work out all the nuts and bolts questions.
The Pentagon won't say whether the loss of a Predator over Iraq today means the planes used there will now be cut back. Neither do administration officials say how they'll respond if it turns out the Predator was in fact shot down by Iraqi forces. In the past, U.S. officials have said they reserve the right to respond to such attacks at a time and in a manner of their own choosing. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.